back with you, Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. I do remember, of course I do. And we have with us now some tree people. We're going to save Chicago's trees, the canopy around Chicago. We'll talk about why that's important as well. John Friedman, president of the North River Commission, vice president, Horner Park Advisory Council. All sounds very important, John. And Dr. Karen Dater is here, Openlands. That's what I said. Openlands tree keeper, a climate reality leader through Al Gore's Climate Change Reality Leadership Corps, coordinating the Tree Circle Group for the Chicago chapter. Also involved with the Chicago Area Tree Initiative. We're going to find out what that's all about through the Morton Arboretum. A lot to talk about. And I guess I'll start here, John. Why are we even here? Why are we concerned about Chicago's trees? They look okay to me.
Well, Steve, first, thank you very much for the opportunity to get the word out. The reason we're here is we are losing those trees, and we'll be losing them in much greater numbers if the public does not know that this is happening and does something about it. It's really up to the residents now to help save at least 10% of the tree canopy, which will be lost in the next couple years if they do not get actively involved. I mean, is that serious?
So, Karen, where are the trees going?
Well, they're going... I don't actually know where the... I mean, they're getting cut down.
Is it disease? I mean, what's the issue here?
So a major issue in Chicago, and John knows a lot more about this, is the ash trees in Chicago have been impacted by the boar ash, which leaves its larva in the tree, and then when they grow, they eat the inner bark of the trees, so they essentially suffocate the trees. And those are a large portion of our tree canopy in Chicago.
So give us a 101 for people who don't know what ash tree look like. It's radio, so you have to do theater of the mind
a little bit.
Yeah,
well, first I say, why don't you Google it? But
I
know that's not fair. But anyway, it's compound leaves, opposite branching. But the easiest way to identify an ash tree in Chicago now is look on the curbside. I'm talking about trees along the parkway. They have a little round tag up about 6 feet high, color-coded with a date. All the ash trees in Chicago now have been tagged by forestry because they were treating the trees up until 2 years ago, and that's why we're talking today.
What happened 2 years ago?
Budget cuts. The new mayor got in. She had some budget issues with the state, big budget hole, as you'll remember. They had to cut things. You know, obviously, there's a lot of priorities, and the treating the trees was one of the things that got cut. And it's really important, I think, to get that program reinitiated. In the interim, the residents have to take up the slack themselves and raise money and treat these trees until the city's financially able to take it on.
So, Karen, why would we care about all this? I mean, what's the difference if 100, 300 trees? How many trees do we have in Chicago? Do we have any idea at all?
We do. And I would need to look that up. But I do have that here, Steve, somewhere.
A lot.
45,000 ash trees that are savable.
Oh, hold on. Just 45,000 ash trees.
Just that ash trees.
And ash trees are 10%, you said.
Yeah.
So that's 450,000 trees.
Yeah, on the parkways.
Just on the parkways
Just
alone.
On the parkways.
We have millions of trees in the city.
Yeah. Chicago, you know, so we don't think, I don't think anyway, of Chicago being necessarily a green city in that way, but I suppose it is.
Mayor Daley tried to make it a more green city. But, I mean, I think...
Was he successful?
Well, I think that he did a lot to green up the city and to help, you know, establish more trees, create more, as well as Rahm Emanuel actually tried to grow the green spaces in the city also. But trees provide a lot of benefits that we don't really think about. They clean our air. They absorb heat. They provide shelter. They decrease our heating and cooling costs as residents.
How do they do that?
The shade from a tree on a building can actually reduce your air conditioning costs up to 56%.
Really?
Depending on where it's strategically, not in a high rise, but obviously, yes, in other buildings.
Huh.
And there's huge mental health benefits. So for kids with ADD, looking out on a green space.
Now, let's talk about what your daytime job is. And this is something you actually know about, right? I mean, what do you do full time?
I'm a clinical social worker, and I've worked a lot in schools.
Hence the doctor part of Dr. Karen Dater.
Yeah.
So you actually know about studies that have been done that say for kids, but I'd suggest my guess is for adults, too.
For adults, too. It's got health benefits in terms of recuperating from surgeries. It's got focus and attention benefits. It's got feel good, like mental health, true mental health benefits, and that's true for both children and adults. The benefits of nature are really underappreciated by many urban dwellers.
I think we're just beginning to understand mm-hmm. what that's all about. And I think during the lockdown, a lot of people, millions of people, not only in the United States, but around the world, went out into nature, places to hike. I don't know that they thought cognitively, I should do this because this will make me feel good. I think innately, people did it by the millions around the world because it did make them feel good.
Yes, and there's areas in the world that actually use trees and forest walking as a treatment for certain types of health issues.
Hmm.
In Japan, that's one of the things that they have.
Okay, so we've got to take a break here. So we're going to talk next half hour about old television sitcoms and whether laughter is the best medicine. Are trees the best medicine, too? We're going to find out about that and much more and what you can do to help to save trees in Chicago right here on WGN. We're talking trees. You don't hear that every day on WGN. It is 2:18. I'm Steve Dale, Steve Dale's Other World. John Friedman is here, president of the North River Commission, vice president, Horner Park Advisory Council. So you lost, apparently, that election, but won the presidency for the other. Dr. Karen Dater, Open Lands Tree Keeper. That's a mouthful. Climate Reality Leader. Al Gore's Climate Reality Leadership Corps. What is that?
So Al Gore has started an international program that trains people to understand kind of what's needed for in terms of climate issues. And when you become a climate leader, you agree to do advocacy work as part of
You're
being a leader.
You're doing it now.
And this is part of that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, she's a leader. We've got a leader here. That's a nice thing.
He likes to tease me.
No, it's a good thing. So we were saying before the commercial break that, and we'll talk about this after 2:30, whether laughter truly is the best medicine. I wonder, because you talked about the health benefits, and this is kind of a new area of research, I think, of trees mm-hmm. and wildlife in general and wild spaces. Is there now research to demonstrate, and you mentioned something about recuperating from surgery, is there research to demonstrate that, yes, this can, it's like laughter in a way, it's really healthy for us?
Actually, there's increasing research that's been done probably over the last 10 or 20 years, looking at the benefits of green spaces as well as the importance of trees and just protecting the biodiversity of our cities and our urban canopies, our urban forests, in terms of all of the different animals and species that are protected and supported by that. But for people, there's huge mental health benefits. For children, there's attention and focus benefits. For people who have had recent medical procedures, they heal faster when they're around green spaces.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to have surgery tomorrow, the best thing I could do...
put you in a forest.
Is drop me in a forest somewhere and see what happens. Yeah. I don't know. John, how many kinds of trees do we have in Chicago?
Oh, boy, that's a tough question. How many species... 90, perhaps 90 over 100 species, probably.
How many are native to this part?
I'd say 60, 70.
Okay.
Yeah, quite a few.
And one of them is the ash tree, which is what we're in part here to talk about. Why the special concern about the ash tree?
The ash tree will not be around 5 years from now in the city of Chicago unless they're treated. I mean, the life expectancy once treatment stops... only a couple years once they're infested. And, you know, they don't go quietly. The branches start falling down, and we're talking about large trees, so there's going to be a lot more car damage if these trees aren't, maintained. That's what they found in the past.
So, entire trees sometimes fall, do they not?
Oh, yeah.
So there's, we're talking about
ash trees are self-pruning, they call it. They'll drop their branches.
Okay,
so they won't wait for the pruner.
Okay, so if a tree falls, or large branches even... that can hurt people, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a danger, more than cars, it's potential, because the trees, I don't think, give us a warning and say, I'm going to fall Thursday, 3:30 p.m. They fall when they fall.
Right.
You know? So are they easy to save?
Yes, very easy to save. The tree, and you have to be a registered arborist with the state to do the treatment. You actually drill a couple holes around the base of the tree, and they inject an insecticide. Perfectly safe. Dogs can't get exposed to it.
Good.
Kids can't get exposed to it. It's environmentally safe, EPA approved, And it, what it is that it gets injected into the phloem layer of the tree.
The what?
The phloem layer, the plumbing of the tree that brings the nutrients up and down to the branches. Anyway, and it resides there because that's where the beetles, the larvae live from the beetles, the emerald ash borer. And basically, if they're exposed to it, they die. So they can't do their thing.
Are there the ash borer beetle, are they an introduced species? Was this
Oh, yeah.
Problem?
Came over on a shipping crate from China.
How long ago?
2002 in Detroit is where it first showed up, but I think it could have been here earlier than that.
Right, because as a kid growing up, I never heard about ash trees and this being an issue. How long would an ash tree live typically if it were not for the beetle?
Oh, 75, could live 100 years. And there's some huge trees on the parkways in Chicago. And I'd really be ashamed to lose those because those are some of the major trees. And they're some of the prettiest trees in the fall, too, the ones that go a crimson, a beautiful purple, or the bright yellow. Those are the ash trees.
Really? I mean,
yeah, you think they're maples, but no, they're ash trees.
Huh. So volunteers are now doing this because the city isn't doing this at this point.
The city's not doing it. We'd like to get enough awareness out there so that people start calling their aldermen and say, you know, you really ought to be doing this. You know, and, you know, up on the north side, we have a lot of community organizations involved with us. And we're a nonprofit, so we just basically organized various community groups.
We would be?
North River Commission.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a community organization. And we've worked special arrangement with four treatment companies to provide a reduced rate for homeowners if they want to treat the trees themselves. But ideally, you would work through your community organization and get like 20 trees at a time, 100 trees at a time. And also, the community organizations are better at raising funds to treat the trees since it has to be done privately at this point.
How much are they to treat?
The average tree in Chicago now is over 17 inches in diameter, the average ash tree, because they're pretty large. It's about $120. It's $7 per inch. That's the negotiated rate. And the treatment lasts for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
not as often as we'll need a COVID vaccine, as we talked about
hopefully
earlier.
Hopefully not,
right.
Yeah.
And do we have people to treat the trees? Are you one of them?
No. I'm not an arborist. But we on our website, we have the four companies that are approved for treatment.
I see.
Yeah, and they're all state certified. So you definitely want to use somebody state certified. You want just somebody showing up and saying, well, I'll treat your trees and have them start drilling into your tree out there.
All right. So if in my community I say I want to do something about this, very specifically, where do I go?
Well, on the we have a website, northrivercommission.org/SaveYourAsh with an H.
Yes, it better be.
Yeah, I don't want to get beeped. Anyway, it provides all the information about the program, the name of the treatment companies, and we also set up a donation page for some of these local community organizations. They're not 501c3s like we are. So we can set up a mechanism where people can donate, and the residents have really picked up on this once they're aware of it. Out in Lincoln Square, mm-hmm. Found out that they just raised $32,000 to treat 300 trees in their neighborhood.
Wow!
So the recognition of the issue, the desire to save these trees is really out there. We just have to get the word out.
All right. It seems, and this is a topic, knowing Karen just a bit, that you might care about what I'm about to ask about. Potential inequity here. So if people in certain neighborhoods in Chicago, first of all, don't know about it, and secondly, can't afford it, then we're going to see ash trees maybe 20 years from now, we hope, in some parts of the city, but maybe disappear in others. That doesn't seem right.
I think you're absolutely right, and John and I have talked about this. So there's an environmental justice component to treating trees in wealthier neighborhoods, and then trees are dying or being taken out in other areas. I think one of the things John's program is facilitating is the potential to gather funds to treat trees in other areas at some point. So we met wanting to expand his program into my neighborhood, which is Lakeview.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then also to potentially try to expand that where people who can afford it might donate to take care of trees in areas that can't necessarily afford it on their own.
It seems that this is a nice answer, but it would be nicer if the city of Chicago were once again to budget for this.
It makes no sense for the city not to be doing it. It costs the city forestry's numbers. Department of Forestry is the one that would handle this, okay? Part of the division of Streets and Sands. It costs them about $20 a year to maintain an ash tree. You know, and a three-year treatment is about $60 using their crews. To cut a tree down and replace it costs $1,100. So the treatment is 2% of the cost of letting the tree die. So under what accounting principle does that make any sense?
So, yes.
In addition, you know, when you plant a new tree, it takes a long time for that tree to provide any of the public goods that those older trees provide. So really protecting our old growth canopy in the city is critical to being able to provide all of the services trees provide.
And with the salt and the crazy weather we have, I suppose that some of those baby
you need
trees,
robust trees.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, may not make it.
That's why ash trees were so popular, because they are one of the best trees for parkways. They love salt.
Whatever. Really?
Oh yeah, salt pollution. That's why that was 20% of the original canopy.
How many ash trees have we lost, do you think?
Originally, there were around 90,000. And according to forestry's numbers, there was 52,000 last year, of which maybe 7,000 were too far gone to save. Hmm. But last year, they said there was at least 45,000 that could be saved if they were treated. So,
and that's probably in Chicago proper.
Just in Chicago,
if you look
yes,
to
yeah.
the Chicago regional area, it's a much bigger number. We've lost 46% of our ash trees within the Chicago region.
Yeah. So for the city itself, it would seem, is there a tree-friendly alderman?
Yes, there are. Yes. In the 33rd Ward, Alderman Rosano Rodriguez is very, pro-tree. In Martin's Ward in 47, Carlos Roas in 35. They're probably the more progressive aldermen. The progressive are more pro tree or pro treatment.
Well, if I can help in any way with that,
you are just getting
show,
helping us get the word out.
Well, no. Moreover, having one of those aldermen on the show to talk about this, I'd be more than happy to do it. Because it's a topic that we don't think about day to day. We take for granted. All the trees we do have in Chicago, it wouldn't be a shame if they all disappeared. And besides, they don't have to. That's the thing. This is a treatable
Absolutely.
Issue. So, Karen Dater, thank you so much for being here. And John Friedman, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Give us the website one more time.
NorthRiverCommission.org/SaveYourAsh.
Ash.
Yeah.
And Dr. Dater, I know there's a website that you want to give. We haven't had time to talk about it, but.
So just the Climate Reality Group has a climaterealitychicago.com/calendar that is for anybody that would want to get involved in climate issues in Chicago would be able to go on and see our activities.
And who doesn't love vintage television? Really? So I just said it. My guests in the studio are smiling just because I said it. And that's the very point. We'll talk about that after 2:30 right here on WGN.